Welcome, everyone. This is Nancy Gaberti, functional medicine specialist, nutritionist, gluten-free, casein-free diet counsel, and Defeat Autism Now practitioner. And I'm so glad that you are joining in today to learn about the biomedical and nutritional intervention approaches available to managing autism-related disorders. I really appreciate that you are taking out the time today to learn and be empowered with the information that we will be discussing tonight. And if you have any questions, please do send them via email or raise your hand on the teleseminar, and I will see that and hopefully get to all the questions at the end. So what exactly is a biomedical approach? Well, it includes functional medicine lab testing, which really treats the underlying causes of the symptoms based upon this functional testing, scientific research, and clinical experience. We want to see where the imbalances are, where it's the functionality giving us for insight into the GI system. Is there candida overgrowth or bacteria overgrowth or imbalance of good flora? How's the Krebs cycle and the digestion and the mitochondrial functioning, as well as the neurotransmitters, which lead then into mood regulation and focusing issues. And then we look at nutritional deficiencies, all the B vitamins, the B6, the B12, the pantothenic acid. We then look at vitamin C, glutathione, and acetylcysteine, and bone health, amino acids, detoxification pathway 1 and 2, as well as fatty acid oxidation. So this is just from one functional medicine testing, and that's why functional medicine lab tests are so powerful, and that's really the biomedical approach as we try to uncover the root cause of the imbalance and then therefore can be exacerbating certain behaviors and symptoms in a child. So biomedical research does suggest that food and supplements can affect health conditions such as autism, asthma, sensory issues, learning disabilities, attention issues, social anxiety, mood regulation, and much more. So you really want to partner up with a doctor, a practitioner who will work with you and create a customized regimen for your child, because every child is unique and you really want to pinpoint what's going on in your child's body. What symptoms are you seeing on a daily basis, and what could be causing those? So if we look at some possibilities that could be affecting a child's health, we look at food sensitivities. Are there any foods that the child craves? Are there any foods that can possibly lead into exciting the child's body? We call those excitotoxins. We look to see if there is candida or parasites, intestinal parasites. Are there chemicals and pesticides in one's foods which are causing a toxic buildup? And also viral overload is and chronic bacteria. Is this a child who gets sick all the time, ear infections when they were young, or strep throat? Are there heavy metals in the child's environment, in the food, or even in vaccinations at a young age? Were these pure vaccines, or where they also had additional ingredients that could have affected a child if they can't detoxify? So that's why a functional medicine test would be able to show, can this child detoxify, or could there have been a problem where the child held all these toxins in? And then it does affect the central nervous system and the neurotransmitters. In addition, we look at the child's past medical history, where there are a lot of antibiotics or over-the-counter medicine that was used more frequent basis than normal. And then processed diet lacking any clean ingredients. Those are things that can affect one's health. when we look at toxic overload, we do want to look back to see, were there biological, the biological parents, did they have health issues, autoimmune issues in the genes passed down? Were there any genetic predispositions? So if there is a family that has eczema or asthma, these are autoimmune issues, and could that have given vulnerability passed down? So then we know that there are certain foods and certain supplements to boost that child's immune system against that vulnerability. Environmental pollutants, you know, now very common electromagnetic fields from the all the different devices that children are using. In a Wall Street Journal article, it was said that now one of the first words a child will say is asking for an electronic device. So, you know, that does have electromagnetic fields in it, and we can get affected and absorbed by that. So we have to really monitor that as well. Excess sensory input, any internal conflicts, dietary factors is a big one. Lots of kids are picky eaters, and they're not getting a full array of the foods, of proteins and carbohydrates and antioxidants, and they're sometimes getting too much sugar and too much processed food. And then is there microbial issues and inflammatory burden going on in the body? And then there are certain symptoms that are being diagnosed on the spectrum that can be exacerbated through food or nutritional imbalances. And these are when we see verbal stims or repetitive language delays, rigid behaviors, anxiety is very common. OCD, motor tics, low muscle tone, a distended belly, any issues with elimination, be it constipation or diarrhea, those do show us that there is an imbalance. And then many of these can lead to excitotoxicity in the brain, such as strep, and that, you know, many have heard of PANDAS, and chronic infections and viruses and ammonia, glutamate, which is very common in many processed foods, and aluminum and lead and pesticides. All of this can lead to excitotoxicity in the brain. What we see from a metabolic imprint of the body burdens, it's oxidative stress, and mitochondrial dysfunction, and we see a lot of elevated markers on the functional medicine testing that shows that there is an imbalance. There could also be methylation defects and sulfation, glutathione deficiencies as well. So we want to look at all of this, and we want to look at really the GI health is really the core. I mean, we understand this as the core for exercise, but we have to remember that this is the core for our health. So you want to look at your child's stomach on a profile view. Is it distended? Because that could easily be that the child has something going on inside that's causing this inflammation, and the child's diet could very well be feeding into this unhealthy imbalance going on in the stomach. So why do we look at the stomach first? Is because there is a gut-brain connection. The gut-brain connection is well established with research and in the science. So we want to remove the toxic substances and treat any remaining gut issues that would lead to reducing the inflammation. And then we see improvements in the child while this gets done. So there's a lot of cases, clinical cases, that do correlate with this gut-brain connection. So we want to keep the stomach lining healthy, because then that's a healthy central nervous system functioning. And then we do see changes in behavior, cognition, emotion as well. So you always want to start with the gut. In addition, 80% of the immune system resides in your gastrointestinal tract. So there is over 500 species of bacteria living inside the GI tract. Some of this bacteria is referred as good flora or bacteria, and some is bad. So the ideal balance is between 85% good and 15% bad. But in the regular Western American diet, it's usually 15% good and 85% bad. And we need to switch that imbalance. And it really depends on the child's past medical history, what the current diet is, and the nutritional markers that can be determined from a functional medicine test. And it's very non-invasive, first morning urine. Even if the child's not potty trained, there's ways to collect the urine, and that would give us over 74 markers. So this ratio between the good bacteria and the bad bacteria becomes one of the most critical factors determining one's optimal health. And then what sort of things could influence the ratio between good and bad bacteria is a question that I'm getting from one of the parents online. So it's diet, geographic location, stress, health issues that caused, you know, vulnerability possibly passed down, or if the child was put on a lot of antibiotics and over-the-counter medication. These are some of the key factors that could actually influence the good and bad bacteria ratio. So that's one area. The GI health, so, is important because of that. It's also important because the immune system is located there. Another reason is it is connected with the adrenal health. So if we look at adrenal health, adrenal fatigue, adrenal stress, some symptoms that you want to look at your child and say, does he or she have adrenal stress? Or hypoglycemia, dark circles under the eyes, lack of mental alertness, constipation, dilated pupils, poor immune modulation, allergies, chronic fatigue or sleep issues. Those are some of them, as well as frequent stomach pains, skin issues, the foggy brain, as we call it, which is the trouble concentrating, but the mood swings, the anger outbursts, the irritability, and then intense cravings for sugars, sweets, and simple carbohydrates. So there's an overlap with these symptoms of adrenal stress, as well as candida overgrowth, as well as imbalance of good bacteria compared to the bad bacteria. So then we say, well, we are what we eat. What are we nourishing our GI tract with? Does food play a role in the whole body disorder here? And yes, indeed it does, because we add in, depending on what one is eating, toxicities, faulty digestion, causing inflammation, yeast overgrowth, and then the brain is the downstream of all of this. Perhaps we're not getting the right nutrients to fuel the body, to fuel the cells, the mitochondrial and the brain cells. So yes, your health and your nutrition are intertwined. And then skin issues, GI issues, focus, energy level, mood are all affected by what we eat and what we drink. So good nutrition is the cornerstone of growth and the development for everyone. And when nutritional status is compromised, it will directly affect one's health progress. And the lack of the critical nutrients can have far-reaching effects. And this is where I hear many times, my child's a picky eater. So here's another question. My child eats the same foods over and over again, and it's milk and it's wheat in the form of bread and pasta and pizza. Well, yeah, so, you know, if we look at that, that's not a balanced diet. And we're going to talk about the gluten-free, casein-free issues, but that food is feeding into the imbalances and possibly candida overgrowth. And that's, you want to check your child. How do they act after they eat these certain foods? Can I get their attention? Do they respond to their name? Or they just seem like they, you know, are mentally foggy. These are the things we want to look at, because food then causes a vicious cycle. You know, the poorly functioning digestive tract causes inflammation. The inflammation reduces the ability to break down and absorb nutrients. The inefficient amount of nutrients from the food can't heal the inflammation, cannot support the brain function, the adrenal function, the hormones. And as a result, none of these issues and symptoms are getting addressed. And then things can just snowball. So, you know, there's a proverb that says, when diet is wrong, medicine is of no use. And when diet is correct, medicine is of no need. So we really want to focus on what foods to avoid and what foods to feed. So the foods to avoid are processed foods, anything with artificial additives, artificial dyes, GMOs, which are genetically modified organisms. That's not even created by nature, and it's injected with a bacterium. Anything with MSG, monosodium glutamate, causes excitotoxins to the brain and central nervous system. You want to look at what a child is craving. And if it's not going to be, you know, broccoli and, you know, a grass-fed, grass-finished, organic piece of meat, what is it that they're craving? Is it comfort food? Is it turning into sugar? And ask yourself, is that really feeding their body? We want to stay away from common allergen foods. We want to stay away from, you know, not all the time is the food allergic to the child, but it could be intolerant. So it could be a delayed reaction. And there's a certain test for that. We do a 5 blood drop food allergy intolerance test, and it checks over 90 foods. So any foods that you, if you kept a food journal, are there any foods that your child consumes and then it's associated with behavioral issues, meltdowns, or mood swings? Anytime your child eats a food and then you notice afterwards they have red cheeks or red ears or dark circles under the eyes or eczema or allergic reactions around the mouth, you know that this food is not being broken down properly. And peptides that can't be broken down. And the most common peptides, there are several of them, and they all affect the neurological functioning. Glutamine and casein are the most popular one, and these peptides can turn into casomorphines, an opiate-like reaction, causing sensory issues, clouded mental functioning, insomnia, blocking of pain messages. This is when a child comes into the office and they could be running around in our sensory gym and they bump into something. And some other child would have cried and would have brushed their arm or their leg or wherever they got hit. But this child wouldn't feel the pain because it's being blocked. Blocking of pain messages. So if we think that our child is like Superman, but if you have a sibling and you say, well, my other child would have cried, you want to look at that. That should be something that brings a red alert to you because that could be an issue with peptides. Anytime a child craves certain foods, be the gluten or the casein, it's because that food is causing an opiate effect. And that's all causing systematic inflammation. It could have the belly, could have asthma, wheezing, as well as any type of skin or eczema issues. Other food chemistry issues, and I'm just going to list these. I could go into greater detail. But there are other food issues. There are subset of the histamine family is amines, and that's A-M-I-N-E-S. And we see that they're high in bananas. So if your child happens to eat a lot of bananas, and they have sensory issues and mental fogginess, it could be because they can't break down this subset of this food chemical. Glutamates, salicylates, phenols, oxalates, all of these are problematic food chemicals that are in many fruits and vegetables and processed foods as well. So you really want the diet to be clean as possible, because the diet will then cause a medical imbalance of the body, affecting the brain, the sleep, the bowel movement, you know, and you have to really be careful then, in addition to not only what you put in the body, but what you put on the body. Lots of personal care products are very toxic. And you could go on EWG, which is Environmental Working Group, and look at how they rate the personal care products, and you could opt for a more organic product as well. You know, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, even on Pinterest, LinkedIn, Google+, I usually, Facebook and Twitter, I'm always putting out the latest research and answering questions on there. So it would be good to jump in on the conversation, just so we could empower you with the knowledge. So therapeutic strategies. Well, you want to take away whatever is harmful to your child, right? But first, the baseline, that's what you need. Well, where's the imbalance going on in the body? Let's look at what we're feeding the child. Let's look what we're putting on the child. Let's look what's in the bedroom, the clothing. So we want to remove whatever could be toxic. And you wouldn't even realize it's toxic because, you know, these companies aren't promoting, oh, this product is toxic. They're just saying, you know, this product is soft. But then you find out there's flame retardants and everything else. So you want to take away what's harmful. You want to give what's healing. You want to treat every child uniquely. Learn from even support groups. You could listen to what worked with other parents. Now, that's great to hear what strategies are out there, but then you really want to look at your child as unique, because they are, and no one else has been born into this world like them. So that's where the functional medicine testing, I can't speak more highly about it. It is single testing that actually helped me with my son when he developed multiple food allergies and a liver disorder. And because of that, the toxins were just building up inside of him. And it wasn't until I saw the imbalances in his body through functional medicine testing, because then I was able to create a customized regimen for him, incorporating food as well as nutraceutical regimen. And nutraceutical basically is supplements, homeopathic remedies. Everything was non-medicine. And it wasn't until that he was able to really heal his body and go forth in his life. So something that I would highly recommend. I've had an amazing personal experience as well as 15 years of running these tests in my private practice. And you know, you want to remember that you really want a customized regimen, not a generic approach, because what works for one child necessarily doesn't work for another. So if you're in a support group and, you know, there's one mom saying, well, this worked amazing for my child, and then another mom tries it for their child and it doesn't work. Well, we're talking about two different children. Could be different sexes, different height, different genetic vulnerability that we pass down. And, you know, that could be frustrating. That's why it's so important to find out what's going on with the child. So I would say the first important thing is to know that there is hope, right? There is a way to find out what's going on inside of your child's body. And then once you are armed with that information, as well as a customized regimen, then you implement it slowly. You do the food first, and you keep a food journal. And you say, okay, listen, when I took this out of the diet, I saw this positively change. And if this was put back into the diet, I saw this change go away. So you really want to be in tune with what's going on with your child across all lifestyle issues, such as sleep, behavior, listening, energy level. And how is the child? Does the child look happy as well? Because if there's a lot going on, you know, once you start to heal the body, they start to get much better, even with their own health and happiness, right? So you want to completely support the gastrointestinal health and really rejuvenate it. You want to balance the immune response. You want to give the nutrients in the food. You want to get rid of the inflammation. And you really want to regulate the mood and really keep track of it, keep track of the progress going forward. And there's so much to the diet that is so easily accessible now, whereas 15 years ago it wasn't. There's so many amazing products, and there's so many great supplements out there as well that really help balance out the adrenal, the neurotransmitters, the nutritional deficiencies. And it's very easy to incorporate in the whole family lifestyle. So we want to look at the biochemistry. We want to look at the functional medicine test results. We really want to focus on the importance of diet and nutritional intervention, and then understand the phasing of customized nutraceutical regimen, because you don't want to throw a bunch of supplements at a child or an adult for that matter. You want to phase them in gradually after you've changed the diet. So you could say, okay, phase one was working on the GI tract and I added in these two or three supplements. And that changed the bowel movement, that changed the behavior, that changed the sleep. And then phase two was when I went into, say, the adrenal system or digestion for that matter, and we saw a big wow. We saw this moment, aha moment. And then, you know, the next phase was when we were dealing with anxiety, and that took us to another level. So, you know, really understanding about phasing things in, and the quality of the supplements is just as important, because nowadays many supplements are derived from corn, and that's an excitotoxin. And many of the supplements have additional ingredients that can feed candida, and you really want to know. And there are supplements that actually have arsenic and heavy metals in them just because of what they are derived from. So you really, quality is just as important as phasing them in. There is a science to all of this. It's very science-based, a system-based approach as opposed to guessing. And then understanding natural detoxification of body and environment, just cleansing the body with a clean diet, adding water as opposed to all the other liquids that are out there, are so important. Understanding how to incorporate a healthy, non-invasive detoxification, and even looking into the environment. I remember when I first had my practice, I actually did home visits, and I would go through every room and look at the products that were used to clean them, the products that were used to, fragrance them, what was, you know, the carpet, the mattress, everything that could affect the health of everyone in the family, let alone the child. But the child is growing, and their cells absorb more, and their central nervous system and brain, they're growing, so they're going to be affected more. So putting that whole piece together, even if it were a house where there was gardens and grass, you know, what was used on the property as well. This could affect everyone's health. And then putting all of this together with a therapeutic strategy, a blueprint, because it can be very overwhelming, you know, and that's why I like to keep these presentations just enough so we can plant the seed that there are biomedical approaches, there are nutritional approaches to healing the body, nourishing the brain, nourishing the central nervous system, but not overwhelming you. Because as a parent, we have so much to do, and you're worried about your child, and you want your child to be happy and fulfilled in life. So you really want to, follow a strategy. You really want to be given a blueprint for your child that has your child's name on it, that says, this is it, this is what we see, these are the imbalances, this is what we see as could possibly be the root issues that could be exacerbating the system. And the symptoms that are coming out in behavior, learning issues, repetitive behavior, sensory issues. And here's the plan. And don't worry, you know, we'll be there. And here's the support. You know, so for some, you know, a parent is asking a question about success rates, and that's a great question. So it really all depends. No one could say, you know, I have a crystal ball and your child is going to be recovered or your child's going to be at this point in 2 months, 3 months. And if a practitioner says that to you, run. Because how can anyone guarantee that? But what one can guarantee if you do functional medicine testing and you partner up with a blueprint is that you're going to fix the imbalances. You're going to provide nutrients to the body. And you phase it in and start with the food first and then start with this nutraceutical customized regimen. And you want someone to ask questions to. You want someone to support you. And we always see progress when that type of strategy is done. So if you decide to go biomedical nutritional, ask the practitioner what they're going to give you, what tests they're going to run. Are they going to give you a customized regimen and not one that's generated from a lab or a computer, but are they going to understand your child? And are they going to go back even to pregnancy if you are the biological parent? And if the child's adopted, what do we know about the pregnancy and the biological parents? We need to go back to go forward. And these are the questions you want to know. And even the quality of the supplements, does the practitioner sell supplements or does the practitioner recommend brands? And the research done on each supplement and to help empower you. Now, some parents are very interested and they want to know, well, what is that doing for my child's body? And some don't want to know. They just want a blueprint. But at least to have both. And so those are the questions. And, you know, my role here is to empower you as a parent, as someone who went through all of the trials and tribulations and the stress with my own child. And to say, you know, there is a method that is scientific. It's not voodoo. It's lab work. And then customizing depending on your child. And then interested in the phases. So that's what I would say. Do your research. Interview. And so you feel comfortable, go with your gut and then go forward and really be dedicated to the diet, whatever the diet is, you know. So the way We eat in my household is gluten-free, casein-free, soy-free, corn-free. And then everybody has a few little food intolerances, and so that's very individualized here. And then we eat organic and free-range, grass-fed, grass-finished. And you'll see pictures on my Pinterest, and it's just Nancy Gaberti on the Pinterest as well as Facebook and Twitter. And there are pictures of every, you know, brands I recommend, foods, how we make them. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. And actually, I embrace it. I enjoy it because I love what I eat. And my kids love what they eat, and so does my husband. So, and even when a company comes over, they love the food because it's tasty and it's nutritious and you feel good afterwards. So I would say the most important thing is not getting overwhelmed and to really go forward with getting empowered. And I wish you the best of finding the correct approach for your child if you choose the biomedical and nutritional approach. And if you're looking for a practitioner that you'd like to partner with, email me. I'd love to partner with you to help you with your child. If you are just interested in learning more about biomedical and nutritional intervention, I have a 6-week online training program that goes into biomedical chemistry overview, functional medicine, importance of diet and certain nutritional intervention, phases of a customized nutraceutical regimen, understanding detoxification of body, the environment, personal care products, and then putting it all together with a therapeutic strategy, a blueprint, so you have several options. And you can email me, Nancy@nancygaberti.com for details on that program, or just visit my website, nancygaberti.com, to find out more about it. But in any event, whatever road you choose, I would say to look into the biomedical and nutritional intervention. It really, really can make a world of difference. And God bless you on this journey, and stay strong because your child needs you, and you can all benefit from boosting up your child's health. Bye now.